caused by the Israeli war.
Sorry about that. There was a bit of a glitch in the technology this morning, and Democracy Now!, which streams in, as you know, every day, Monday to Friday, was a little bit off kilter there. But we apologize for that. And we just say that you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty One territory, the traditional and ancestral homes of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Dakota, and Oji-Cree people, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for Wednesday, the 7th of February, or is this the 7th of April or something, or March? It doesn't seem like winter out there to my mind. It just doesn't. So we were thinking today as I was driving here that there's virtually no snow on any of the fields or lawns, and our parking lot is basically just looks like it does after a rain in the summer. It's just ridiculous. However, it is the 7th of February, and the year is marching on, and that's the way it's supposed to rain this afternoon, so who knows what's going on. My name's Keith Black, by the way, and from now until 1 o'clock, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz, as always, hopefully. I do spend a fair amount of time trying to sort through all the great new stuff that's coming out on an amazing basis in the jazz world and the widening range of how to define jazz. I was talking to someone recently who was saying that, you know, you used to be able to put jazz in sort of a relatively small box, but now it's worldwide. The instrumentation, the approach to cultural music and everything is just everywhere. There's no limits on it, and that's the exciting thing. There are elements now of classical and Indian and South American and you name it. The influences are everywhere. And it's one of the things for me that makes this show exciting, and it's some of that range that I try and bring to you every week. So I hope you can stay tuned. As I say, live here until 1 o'clock at the studio at CKUW. We stream live at ckuw.ca, archive our programs there as well, and you can check out past shows of this or any other program that you like here. And we can get on with the music. Give you a brief rundown of the whole playlist, and then I'll come back and do more detail. To start with, a single release from a brand new album by a drummer Ernesto Cervini's band called Turboprop. Following that, another drummer, Chess Smith, the brand new album of his. Then Trio Sun, one of the newest releases, this day's release sort of thing, from Satoko Fuji, who is extraordinarily prolific. But her Trio Sun is really very good, and she has an even later trio album just out that is stunning beyond belief. Anyhow, I digress. Following Trio Sun is a duet album with saxophonist Philippe Côté and pianist François Bourassa, a really fine album of theirs. And then bass trombonist Jennifer Wharton, a whole lot of brass coming up in that album. And then saxophonist Marius Nesset from his new release recorded at the Royal Albert Hall in London. The band called, I jumped over the historical segment. Every now and then, as I'm going through the music I listen to at home, and I sort of cycle back to things that I never get to play the whole thing. I'm playing a little bit, and I mean that a little bit, of the 1970 Cellar Door Sessions with Miles Davis. It's six CDs, so don't worry. I'm only playing two tracks, but they're fairly lengthy, and that'll be my historical segment. I'll get to that later on. The Canadian band called Sick Boss from the West Coast. And then, if I can, leave you with a little bit of a brand new album by a band leader called Richard Nelson. And I'll talk again about all of these when I get to each of them. But there's your Reader's Digest version of what's happening today. Now to get back to the top. Ernesto Cervini is a drummer who leads, I don't know how many, Ernesto, how many bands do you lead? Three or four, anyhow, out of the GTA. One of them is Turbo Prop, performed here last year. And when I talked to Ernesto, who is, by the way, I can say a friend of CKOW, our fund drive is coming up in a week or two, and Ernesto is a contributor to this station, so you can emulate him. I'll talk a bit about that later, too. Anyhow, Ernesto said, when I talked to him last year, I said, okay, when's Turboprop coming out with a new album? I want to hear more Turboprop. And he said, just be patient. Early next year, there's going to be a release. Well, there is, and it's not actually out yet, and I can only play this one single, which has been released as a single. It's from an album called A Canadian Songbook, and it has the band Turboprop is very, very fine. It's got Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fromm on tenor, William Karn on trombone, Adrian Ferruccia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and of course Ernesto Cervini on drums. It's a very neat band, and I'm going to play one track from it today, which is the only one that can be played until the album comes out. And the album comes out, I think, by the end of February, maybe. I don't know. I haven't actually checked that out, but in a few weeks, anyhow. And Ernesto, there's one other track I can play in a couple of weeks, and I might play that during my Fun Drive show on the 21st. Yes, 21st. Next week is a Fun Drive show. The week after that is a Fun Drive show, and I'll talk about the Fun Drive in a little bit. But to start the day here, enough of my blah, blah. Let's listen to at least a few minutes here of the one track I can play from Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, A Canadian Songbook. This is Skeletons. Thank you. Skeletons, a single released from an album soon to be released by drummer Ernesto Cervini's band called Turboprop out of the GTA. And this is one of Canada's best bands, let's face it. It's a very good group indeed. And as I say, they were here for the Jazz Festival last year. And hopefully when they come back again, they'll get a better venue and more recognition than they were given this year, if I can be blunt. But they were just fabulous. And it was almost a throwaway at the Cube. And it should have been something a lot more than that, in my humble estimation. Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And coming up now, another change of pace, drummer Chess Smith has a brand new album called Laugh Ash. And it has some very interesting people with it. And there's one line from the liner notes that say, quote, "The album makes thrilling use of disorientation and juxtaposition," end quote. Now, that's something you don't read too often in liner notes. So that what that means is that you're going to hear something a little different than you might have experienced before. However, Smith plays drums, electronics, and an array of percussion. And the band also has a vocalist, Shara Lunan, flutist, Anna Weber, clarinetist, Oscar Noriega, tenor saxophonist, James Brandon Lewis. We've got to love that. Trumpeter, Nate Woolley, violinist, Jennifer Choi, violist, Kyle Armbrust, cellist, Michael Nicholas, and bassist, keyboardist, Shahzad Ismaili. Now, there are obviously a lot of very interesting mix of genres and moods here that can be very balladic and very melodic and then very dissonant at the same time. So this is really good stuff. It's a brand new album. It's called Laugh Ash. And here is Chess Smith with three tracks. The first one is just very brief. Actually, the first two are pretty brief. The third one is a little longer. The first one's called Minimalism, and it's only a couple of minutes. Then Remote Convivial. And then the longest one is called Sweatered Webs. Hey, Mom. Mm-hmm. Here's Jess Smith.
Thank you. grief leaves its marks and strands, swells and swings, strings pull end to end. Raw the marrow maps your face and hands, lines of myths palmed in ochred sands. Rake and comb and search for light of zen. Sticky strands are sweatered like webs, laced across unseen the spinner's hand. Cut the cords. Cut. Expand. Of this realm, disbelieving what I've been dealt. Grief is just a beast that must be felt. If I am to ash myself of blame, then for me the spinner's hands can't claim. Every thread is just another frame. Cut the cords. Cut. Expand.
drummer Chess Smith with some very interesting tracks from his brand new album called Laugh Ash. That last one was called Sweatered Webs, Hey Mum. I've said over the years, I love some of these titles, and I'd love to sort of get into the head or the group think or whatever that came up with the titles for some of these tracks, because there's probably backstories that are absolutely fascinating, but I can't figure out what this one is. Anyhow, Sweatered Webs, there you go. Chess Smith from Laugh Ash. It is now 10:32 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. And my name is Keith Black, and as always, I will be your host until 1 o'clock, giving you some of the interesting and exciting new stuff and some older stuff that's also exciting from the jazz world. Moving on now to pianist, composer, leader Satoko Fuji. And I've mentioned before, this woman has seems to have a release every few days. She's unendingly creative, and you'd think, well, she can't keep up this level of quality. Well, she hasn't stumbled so far. I'm playing now an album of hers from her one of her trios called Trio San, from a relatively new album called Hibiki. And I have at home an album which I'm probably going to let you hear a bit of next week from a newer trio album from the Satoko Fuji that is really quite extraordinary. And I was talking to my friend Mo Hogue, who sat in here a couple of weeks when I was away and used to sit in here regularly every week when he was a host here at CKUW. I was talking to him about Satoko Fuji just a few days ago. We were chatting on the phone, and he said that the latest one, which I will be playing next week, is he thought it was one of the most groundbreaking trio albums in a long time in the jazz world. He was extremely excited. I hadn't heard it then. I've heard it now, and now I'm extremely excited. But for the moment, I can get just as excited about this this brand new album as well from Satoko Fuji called Hibiki with her trio. And her trio here has who is called a mallet virtuoso, marimba vibes, whatever, Teiko Saito and drummer Yuko Ushima are the two others, along with pianist composer Fuji. This is a lovely album. I mean, this woman, as I say, is endlessly creative. She just is a genius. There's no question. She is prolific, and she's released everything from solo albums to many large ensemble albums, which she has led with equal ease. Here's Trio San with pianist leader Satoko Fuji from Hibiki. The two tracks. The first one is called Soba, and the second was called What You See. Trio San. Thank you.
Thank you.
Satoko Fuji's Trio San there. Excuse me, with a couple of tracks from the album called Hibiki. Lovely stuff there. That second track was called What You See, before that Soba. And as I was playing, I was thinking again, many years ago I had a choir leader who periodically used to say, silence is a container for sound. And it took us a long time. She would say that, and we would sort of look at each other and say, what's she talking about here? Satoko Fuji would know what she was talking about. The use of silence and pauses in her music are very, very stunning and not accidental. And so, indeed, silence is a container for sound. Satoko Fuji there. It's 10:55 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Anytime at all at CKUW.ca, where our programs are archived. Streams there live as well, so you could be listening theoretically anywhere in the world at the moment. And that's sort of exciting to think about. But however you got here, well done. Thank you. And I hope you're hearing something that you enjoy. A change in pace now and back to Canada for this duet album with basically saxophonist Philippe Côté, although he does play piano as on a few tracks. But the main pianist is his partner here, the other half of the duet, which is a pianist, François Bourassa. The album is called Confluence, and it is wonderful. This is a beautiful album. They play very, very well together. There's a few times where they used prepared pianos as well as just the acoustic type, and Philippe Côté plays tenor and soprano. And it's really neat. They shared compositional duties, and they play beautifully together. It's magical chemistry is the term that comes to mind. They are very, very good. And there are beautiful surprises throughout this album that are really, really neat. Confluence means, in this case, the joining of water. And on the album, I'm not playing them today, but there are there are four or five, one, two, three, yeah, five major tracks called Confluence. And they are the Archipel de Hochelaga, Rideau Falls, the Ganges, Purification, where blue meets white, meaning the Nile, and the Forks here in Winnipeg. So that is what the confluence means in the title, the flowing together, the joining, whatever. I'm going to play two tracks, though, not those ones from the various confluence of rivers. I have played those here, but these are tracks I haven't played before. Excuse me. The first one's called the album is bookmarked by Tour 1 at the beginning and Tour 2 at the end. And the other track I'm going to play is hang on here while I pick this piece of music that I had just lost track of. Hushed Song, I'm going to play, and Tour 2, as well as 1190 Chemin de la Montagne, an address of somewhere I do not know. Here's Philippe Côté and François Bourassa from their great album Confluence, Hushed Song, Tour 2, and 1190 Chemin de la Montagne. Thank you.